years ago, I cannot even remember how long ago it was, I was sitting in some kind of waiting room. And I picked up a book. It was a children's book. And I remember the book had this little kid, and somebody asked him, "Hey, what color is the sky?" And he said, "Blue." And the guy that was asking him the question said, "Well, why do you think it's blue?" "Oh, that's what I was told." "Oh, so you're just going to accept what people tell you. Maybe the color of the sky is boobala." That's as far as I got. But do you see what's going on? You don't need to accept the standard.
Right.
You create the standard yourself. I'm glad there's a standard.
Praise God.
When Kathleen is asking for a yellow crayon, I know what to grab. Standards are good. Please bow with me. Mighty God, Lord and Savior, thank you so much for this day. We are, Lord, we are so incredibly blessed. And Lord, even if our bodies don't get there, our souls dance when we understand what you have done for us. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you that we are on the other side of the Red Sea, set free, not because we're perfect, but because of the blood of your Son. Washed clean and in a holy relationship with you that goes on forever. Almighty God, thank you. Lord, I pray that you'll be with me at this time, that I'll speak from your word to your glory. Lord, it often amazes me that you would put your truth in such an unworthy vessel. May your truth shine through, Almighty God.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning we're going to be looking at John chapter 18, verses 33 through 40. John chapter 18, verses 33 through 40. This is the trial of Jesus. He is in the praetorium. He's on trial for his life. And just as the previous section was full of irony, this one is as well. Verse 33. Therefore, Pilate entered again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." So, John wants us to see Pilate going back and forth. He goes outside to talk to the Jewish leaders. He comes back inside to talk to Jesus, because the Jewish leaders will not set foot in the praetorium. It's a Gentile residence. It might make them unclean, and then they couldn't take the Lord's Supper. And again, I think we need to see the irony of that. They're so focused on the outward things that they're missing the true Lamb of God.
Amen.
So Pilate goes back, and his question is, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Now, we've not been told this, but that implies that the accusation that finally the Jewish people told Pilate was, he claims to be king. Well, for the Roman government, if you claim to be king that you have not been established as king by the Roman government, there's a problem. And they will kill you. So that's what the Jewish leaders want. They want Jesus dead. They want him crucified. And Pilate is getting at the heart of this. So he says, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And isn't that ironic? And Jesus says, "Well, are you saying this because of yourself? Or is this something that you heard?" And here's what I think Jesus is doing. Man, Don't you just love Jesus? He is on trial for his life, and I think he's trying to hit the heart of Pilate. He's saying, is this because you saw something in me? Because if you saw something in me, man, we can deal with that and we can run with that. And I can tell you about what makes me king. I can talk about what it is that you saw in me. Or is this just the accusation? I mean, we're still going to work with that, but it's going to be a little bit harder. Are you just repeating the accusation that you've heard? And I love that. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, oh, so you're one of those Christians? Wouldn't it be great if we said, did you notice something? Or have you just heard an accusation? Because if you notice something, let me talk to you about what that is. If you notice something, I have been saved and redeemed by Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm a Christian. But if it's just an accusation, we might need to work a little bit harder, but the answer is going to be the same. Yes, I've been redeemed by the Lord. I am a Christian. The goal should always be to win the heart. Thursday, I was studying with the guys in prison, and it always seems to descend into complain mode. With just one particular person, not with everybody. Okay? So this guy, it's a struggle for him, and I get that, but he's complaining about how much time they have to eat. They're only allowed 20 minutes. Okay. I'm not as sympathetic to that because I'm a fast eater anyway, so 20 minutes is plenty of time. But, okay. So he's complaining to one of the guards, and she says, well, it's okay, I know CPR if you need it. And his response to that, I don't think he said it to her, but his response in the class, idiot. Now, no matter what the circumstances are, our goal is for them to know Jesus Christ. Amen. And if we're calling them names, we will not get there. No. Right?
Yeah, right. That's right.
So Jesus is saying, did you notice something? Let's talk about this. And I believe Pilate's response is indignant. I'm not a Jew. The Romans did not like the Jews. Okay. I mean, some did. I mean, we know that some did. But on a whole, especially the Roman government, the Jews were just a big problem. I mean, they only worshipped one God, and so they were called atheists. Because they only believed in one God, whereas the Romans, they believed in a lot of gods. So the Jewish people are atheists. They're against the gods. And the Jewish people seemed to be judgmental. They weren't very tolerant. I mean, their way was the only way. And so the Romans were not real appreciative. And so when Pilate says, I'm not a Jew, I think we kind of need to hear that disdain in that comment. And then he says, look, you are here because your nation, your chief priest, delivered you over. They're the ones who have made the accusation. This is absolutely about an accusation that your people have made against you. So Jesus says, well, actually, first of all, it's interesting because even after he says that, he says, what have you done? So God's not stupid. He knows that this is more than just Jesus' claim to be a king. There is something underneath this. And he wants to get to the bottom of it. He says, okay, so what have you done? And then Jesus decides to answer his first question. My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my assistants, and he uses a word that would have been more familiar to Pilate. He doesn't say disciples, because that probably wouldn't have meant much to Pilate. He says, my assistants That could be true. I mean, if you're talking about a king, you could translate it, my retinue. My people. If my kingdom was of this world, my kingdom would act like this world. So that's what he's saying. They would rise up and they would fight so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. Because that's how the world fights. And there may just be a lesson there for us. If we belong to the kingdom of God, our battle should not be the same as the world's battle. Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
And my concern is, sometimes I use Facebook as an example enough. You guys probably think I'm on Facebook all the time. I'm really not. You don't have to be on it very long to notice this stuff, okay? So I was following a post and some comments that a friend made. And it was talking about how somebody mentioned that our current economic success is due to the fact that we allow abortions in this country. Okay? A person who claims to be a Christian, their response to that was, I wish her mother would have aborted. That is the battle of the world.
That's right. Okay.
It has no place in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
When we battle, we take up the weapons of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Things like love and hope and peace, patience, joy, kindness. We take up the fruit of the Spirit and we go to battle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of this world.
Amen.
Our battle is not against other people. Our battle is against the spiritual realm.
That's right. Yeah.
We don't fight like the world fights. Because our goal is not the same. I don't want to just win an argument. So this morning in the prison worship, that Paul in 1 Timothy 6, he uses this word that's used only once in the Bible. And it gets translated, I can't remember now, but it means argument that's used in a debate. Okay? And he's applying it to the false teachers. He says, look, don't avoid such things. Avoid arguing like you would in a debate. So here's how a debate works. You might be assigned a topic that you care nothing about and don't agree with. The job is to argue it so you can win the debate. I've got to be honest. I've done that. So there have been times when my wife and I are having a discussion, it descends into an argument, and all of a sudden I'm saying things I don't really believe because I want to win the argument! I know, you guys are surprised I'm still living. Me too. Our goal is not to just win the argument. Our goal is to win souls for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So our weapon is not the weapons of the world, and our kingdom is not of this world. And so we will not fight like the people in the world fight. Verse 37. Therefore Pilate said to him, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no guilt in him. But you have a custom that I release someone for you at Passover. Do you wish then that I release for you King of the Jews?" So they cried out, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. So Pilate, again, Pilate's not stupid. He knows that Jesus is claiming to be a king. He's also familiar with Plato. Plato discussed planes of reality. And this sounds a lot like what Plato would say about planes of reality. Jesus is saying, "I am a king, but not in this plane of reality." And so Pilate says, "Oh, so you are a king then." And Jesus says, "As you say." It's a little hard to translate. Matter of fact, some people have even translated it, well, no, that's what you're saying. As if Jesus is now all of a sudden denying it. I don't think so. I think what he's saying is, yeah, you hit it on the nail. That's right. I am a king. I've been born for this. I came into the world for this. He uses two phrases that talk about the incarnation. Jesus burst into our plane of reality so that he can tell us the truth of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
He was born for that. He came here for that. To tell us the truth. And those who are of the truth will hear his voice. Jesus is not afraid of circular arguments. Here's how this works. If you will hear the voice of Jesus, you will understand truth. If you understand truth, you will hear the voice of Jesus. And if you hear the voice of Jesus, you will understand truth.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And that's what he's saying. He's saying, and I think it's a plea to Pilate. If you would just listen, Pilate, you would understand truth. And then you would be able to hear exactly what I'm saying about my kingdom. Listen. And then Pilate says, what is truth? And walks away. That is not a question that Pilate is asking to seek. Right? Because sometimes you get questions and people are not... I mean, it's just like... Pilate is a well-trained... government official. He knows what the philosophers say. Now, there are so many different kinds of philosophies. You had Plato, who talked about the planes of reality, and the highest plane of reality is where we can get rid of this matter and be in the spiritual realm. Then you have the cynic, who believe the best thing you can do is reject this world. And what they meant by that is not the same as Plato. What they meant is that you walk around dressed in rags, doing acts of indecent things so that people would be shocked into realizing that this is not good. That's what the cynics believed. The Epicureans believed that you should just head first into the pleasures of this world. And so they had all these different vying philosophies. And so when Jesus talks about truth, Pilate's like, yeah, what's truth? And walks away. And isn't that sad? And ironic. Truth was standing right in front of him. And he dismissed it. Same thing happens today, doesn't it? People think that truth is relative. We've trained a whole generation to believe that the truth is what you make it to be. That there is no standard. It's all about what you want to believe, and it's all about what you want to accept, that that's truth. And so you can't really force your truth on others. Now, there's some truth to that, by the way. You can't force your truth on others. But there is a standard. Jesus Christ is the truth.
Amen.
We want people to know the truth. Jesus. So sometimes we get asked questions that people are really seeking. Isn't that nice? I had a Friday, I was talking to some teenagers in a Bible class thing. And after the Bible study, we're talking about Jesus, and one of the young ladies is like, man, can you answer this question for me? If God made everything, right? I said, yeah. So he made us, and he made everything about us. Yeah. So why is there such a thing as postpartum depression? That's a good question. Now, I don't know if she was seeking or if she was attacking. I don't know. Doesn't matter. My answer was, because of the, we'll just go back to the garden and because of the fall and because of man being cursed and all of this. But then the adult that was there with them asked, so what do you think about mental illness? Now, I don't know about the young lady, but I do know about the staff. She was seeking. She wanted to know what I thought. So when that happens, isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah. Amen.
When people say things like, well, what do you think the truth is? Or what do you think, you know, what does the Bible say about this? Or what do you think this is? Man, then you can work with that.
Right.
They throw out a question and dismiss you and walk away. You can't work with that. But Pilate, however, he's a smart man. He knows that Jesus is not a threat. See, that's the center of the accusation. Is he a threat to Rome?
No.
Pilate knows he's not a threat. So he goes out of that praetorium again, and he goes to the Jewish leaders and he says, I find no fault in this guy. Now, at that moment, as the governor, he could have said, I find no fault, go home. But he doesn't. And there's been all kinds of discussions. Why did Pilate then give them this opportunity? I think he really, he thought they would jump on it. Because having pronounced, I find no fault in him, they knew. I mean, they're probably going, oh, let's go. But he says, oh, but you do have this tradition. And there's been some, you know, there's been some late scholars who said, oh, that's really not what happened. There has been no tradition among the Jews at this time. But we have this document that shows that actually there was a tradition. And it's all about, okay, if you're going to do a Passover sacrifice for people, if somebody is expected to be released at Passover, you might want to wait until they're actually released. Okay, so we know, go figure, John got it right. There was this tradition, and so he says, okay, you have this tradition, we're going to release for you somebody on the Passover. How about the King of the Jews? I think Pilate thought they would jump on it. He was giving them a way out, a way to save face, where they can say, well, you know, Pilate left it up to us, and we said, well, we don't really want him dead. Let's release him on the Passover. I think that's what Pilate thought was going to happen. That's not what happened. Instead, they said, no, not this man, Barabbas. The name Barabbas means son of the father. I don't know if we want to do anything with that or not. It's just interesting. But here's the thing we know about Barabbas. He was, the word that John uses for robber always implies violence. He's not a pickpocket. Okay? When he's going to rob you, he is going to beat you up or kill you and then rob you. Matthew tells us he was an insurrectionist. This man really is a threat to Rome. He's also a threat to the peace of the Jews. They're probably the only two prisoners at the time. That's why Pilate thought they'll pick Jesus, because Barabbas is going to make things so hard that we're going to have to come in with force and a lot of people are going to die. They're not going to pick Barabbas. But ironically, they accuse Jesus of being the threat. And they clamor for Barabbas, who really is the threat, to be set free. And isn't that sad? This morning we have the truth. He's knocking on the door. The question is, are you going to accept that he is the truth and listen to his voice and then become more aware of what the truth is and then hear his voice even more? Will you come to know Jesus Christ? There is a standard. There is a truth that we can stand on. It's not just up to me, praise God. It's up to God. There is a standard. There is a truth. And that truth is aiming at your heart. And he's asking, will you accept that I am the truth? Will we? If we do, it'll change our life. It'll just change who we are. It doesn't mean that our life is going to get easier. Okay? We're going to still have hard things. It just means we're going to face them better. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because Jesus is the truth and he is our God and he has cleansed us so that we can be in a relationship with God that will last forever. Whatever you need this morning, I encourage you. If you need prayers, we would love to pray with you. If you want to know more about our God who loves you so much, that Jesus was born and came to our plane of reality so that we can know the truth of the kingdom of God. If you want to know more about what all that means,